And the tax doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, tax doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. In his first 100 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses. And his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. He also wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open by pushing a $15 minimum wage. And his Green New Deal will drive up energy prices on small business owners. One group is working hard to fight these attacks, the great folks at Job Creators Network. And they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They'll train you up, help you with op-eds in your local papers, and TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their Crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader and a fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you own a business and want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now to learn more. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. Go to joinjcn.com now. They need you. America needs you.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his conservative principles, and won anyway. Joe Lombardo's a leader, not a follower. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A new poll finding that a Trump ticket in 2024 would beat a Biden or Harris ticket. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the story.
Voters are divided on whether former President Donald Trump should run again in 2024, but most would vote for him in a race against either President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris. A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 48% of likely voters think it would be a good idea for Mr. Trump to run for president again in 2024, while 44% think it would be a bad idea. The survey of 1,000 likely voters was conducted between September 21st and 22nd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of error is plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Thousands under evacuation orders as a blaze suspected of being started by arson rages in Northern California. Fire north of Redding already has burned 24 structures. Meanwhile, Pacific Gas and Electric charged with manslaughter and other crimes in California after a blaze last year killed four people. Authorities say the aging equipment belonging to the utility sparked that fire. Also at townhall.com, China cracking down on cryptocurrencies.
The value of Bitcoin and other virtual currencies has plunged after China's central bank declared all transactions involving digital currencies are illegal. It alleges Bitcoin is used in money laundering and other crimes.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. An advocacy group for older adults filing a civil rights complaint against Idaho over state crisis standards of care guidelines for hospitals overwhelmed during the pandemic. The group known as Justice in Aging wants the Department of Health and Human Services to investigate Idaho's health care rationing plan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A well-known cancer treatment center has stopped taking new patients from the Health Insurance Trust, which covers Clark County teachers. Comprehensive Cancer Center of Nevada officials say long-standing billing problems with THT Health led to the action being taken. The center said it will continue to provide care for established THT Health patients and is willing to accept new patients once the billing problems have been resolved. The nonprofit trust is overseen by the union and covers about 34,000 school district employees and their families. NV Energy is warning you to be wary of calls and emails from scammers demanding payment. Company officials say they do not call or email customers to demand immediate payment for any reason. They asked you to report any possible scam to them. You can always check out your account status online at nvenergy.com/myaccount. Ongoing supply chain issues has Costco announcing limits on buying certain household products, including paper towels, toilet paper, and some water and cleaning products. The wholesale retailer has been warning its customers to expect delays on those certain items. No hoarding.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now we're getting heavy volumes right now through the resort corridor. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour both directions, south at Spring Mountain, north at Hacienda. Watch for some right shoulder activity on the 515 northbound at Pecos and delays 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday. Yeah, we made it to Friday, September 24th. Good to have you with us. We've been interviewing a lot of candidates for governor. There is, as we predicted, a long line of folks wanting to run against Steve Sisolak, and for good reason, as Sisolak has got to go. The big question is who will end up representing the Republicans in this general election. We will find out soon enough. One of the people who is out there right now is Guy Nora. He is a GOP candidate for governor. He is a successful entrepreneur, and he joins us. Guy, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir, and good afternoon.
Tell me about the announcement video. I've never seen in politics a more entertaining, a more fun announcement video than what you have at nora4nv.com. It is incredible. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, sir, we are going to run this whole election outside of the box. So the first thing we did is we looked at how everybody else does things. And we're like, we're not going to do it like everybody else. We're going to tell them our story in a way that's going to just get everyone interested and try to start paying attention to us, because that's who we are and that's how we're going to do things. So the thought from the beginning was, and I was incredibly fortunate that my team was able to put together this video, and I was lucky that I had enough show business savvy to actually do a good job on it. So
it
was all outside the box.
It was absolutely amazing. And one of the things it did, it outlined your background and how you came to America. Can you talk about that? A very compelling personal story about how you came to America as a teenager, what prompted it, and how you got to this point in your life.
Yes, and I know I'm going to try to be very brief here because I could talk about this forever. However, born in 1960 in Beirut, Lebanon. In 1975, as some of your listeners might know, there was a civil war. I got involved in the civil war as a 15-year-old. My parents whisked me out of there within 90 days and decided, they wanted to see more of me in my life. So they landed me, and we came as legal immigrants into Alameda, California, where I went to high school. And if you could just imagine, going to a private Catholic school in Beirut, Lebanon, and then 90 days later, Alameda High, with a bunch of kids running around in the lockers and going to classes and stuff. So, huge culture shock. But within maybe 2 months of being here, I'm mixed. I'm Lebanese, I'm French, I'm Italian. I've got a bunch of different things, and I started meeting Americans, and lo and behold, for the first time in my life, there were people that were as mixed as I was. There was German and Mexican, there was Irish and Spanish, and oh my gosh, this could be home. So immediately I decided I'm going to become as American as I can be, and that was very important to me. So I played football in high school, I ran track, I joined a rock and roll band. It was just all about assimilating and becoming as American as I can. I was fortunate I got to go to college. I joined a fraternity. One thing, if I could do on a quick tangent, what kept me going through these days was my mass services in Alameda were exactly the same as my mass services when I was growing up in Lebanon. I'm Catholic, and there you go. We just had the same exact thing. So to me, it was, this was like one constant in the world that was helping me. Got to Stanford, got a job selling medical equipment internationally, wanted to be my own boss one day and be CEO of a company, so I went to business school, University of Chicago, where, I got my credentials as a social conservative and economic conservative, of course. Then I got into the venture capital business, where we invest in startup companies in life sciences, which we define as biotech and medical technology. I did this for 30 years, and decided, I moved to Nevada 6 years ago, which in our state, given the transient situation, I'm now an elderly person in Nevada. I've been here my whole life almost, and I love it. I love the state. I want to do everything I can to turn it around. And when I was a business person, I started my firm started 180 companies in biotech and medical technology. We created thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs. We raised billions of dollars, and as importantly to me and my heart, we also were able to heal people from several diseases, including cancer, heart disease, you name it. So very, I'm sorry I talked a lot, but that's what I wanted to tell you and your listeners.
Guy Nora joining us. He's a candidate for governor. And you have been a success at everything you've done, dating back to great grades in high school, in college, merging traffic, your music group, now as a venture capitalist. And I guess my question is, after all of that, why run for governor? It's expensive. It's time consuming. It takes a toll on your family. Why do it?
Gavin, Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is expected. I owe it to the people of our state to serve and to serve them and to give them the opportunities that I was given. I feel very, very strongly about this, and that's why I'm in this race.
I got to ask you, because I mentioned at the top that there's a line around the block to run against Steve Sisolak. Can you talk a little bit about the job he has done or not done over the course of the last couple of years?
You know, I've been already spending a lot of time around the state talking to people. I think the first disappointment is that he ran as a moderate, and he's not. And he's actually giving everything that the left wing wants in Carson City. So that's a very big disappointment. My personal perspective, as you know, I'm a life sciences person. I think he absolutely mishandled the COVID situation in a way you can't even imagine. If we sat on a debate stage, you know, I could spend hours explaining everything that he's done wrong. I think at the end of the day, we need leaders to lead. That's what people expect of their leaders. And this is someone who, it looks to me, is only worried about the next election. And that's not how I'm going to do things. So from my perspective, and of course, on our side, we need somebody who can beat him. And I believe I am the candidate that can beat him. I have to work very, very hard. I have to spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of resources, but I intend to do that. And I think I'm the best positioned person to beat him. So that's my response.
What is it that sets you apart, though? I mean, there are all these different candidates. We've got a sheriff. We've got a mayor. We got all kinds of folks that are running for governor. What is it that sets you apart?
I think the big issue here is going to be, first of all, we have to have our state be well-run. In my world, if a company is not well-run, they fail. So when I've been involved in boards and as an investor and, of course, within my own company, you know, we got to run our companies very well. Well, our state needs to be run well. I think I know how to run any organization that's complex very, very, very well. I think that's my first thing. The second thing is, you know, we do have an economy that needs to be rebuilt here. And who better to rebuild an economy than somebody who's started hundreds of companies, who you know, created thousands of jobs, and understand what it is like to have to make a paycheck, live paycheck to paycheck, and make payroll every week. And my other competitors, you know, don't you know? I'm a Ronald Reagan 11th Commandment person, never say anything negative. But I know I'm the best candidate here to turn the economy around, as well as run the state in the way it should be run, which is for its people, on behalf of its people, with the best absolute customer service that we can give. The number one public servant, and I'm going to make sure our public servants follow my lead.
Back on March 17th of last year, the governor did what we call the Sisolak shutdown, and literally shut down the government, shut down the economy. Would you have shut down the economy back on March 17th of last year?
You know, sir, I was in my house in Reno when that happened, and I was flabbergasted at the suddenness and the amazing, just literally, as you said, shutdown. You know, one of the things people are going to find out about me is I don't throw rocks at people without ever, you know, putting myself in their places. You know what? Maybe for 2 days, I would have just thought about it very hard. Thought, okay, what are we being hit with here, and how are we going to deal with this? But the way the shutdown was handled and the way it was continued to be handled was ominous from my perspective. So I'm not quite answering the question, sir, but I'm not a politician, so I don't dance around. Maybe for a day I would have caught our breath and find out what's going on, and then after that we got to get people back to their lives.
I want to ask you about Dieter.
the unemployment folks. And yeah. What a miserable failure that was. And they've had a couple of different directors, and they've changed software, and they've done that. And there are still people that to this day are not getting their unemployment money from Dieter from the state of Nevada. How would you have handled that differently? I mean, is there something that we're missing here?
So first of all, my heart goes out to these people, because I know how hard it is to have to live paycheck to paycheck and then have your government fail you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, this is where leadership is all about. We hire the best people in order, so when these situations actually occur, which they do, because life is always, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, at least you've got the best possible people to solve the problem, and if they don't, you immediately change them. So from my perspective, we would have been better prepared, because we would have had better staff across the board. You know, we don't know what the next crisis is going to be, but I can tell you day one, I'm going to meet with all of the 16 departments that report to me, and I'm going to decide who's good, who's not, and how we're going to fix the situation, so that in case something happens, and something other than just unemployment, health, or anything that reports to me, we're going to have the best absolute possible people. The second thing is, once you see there's a problem somewhere, you have the bully pulpit. You're the governor. You're the person. You're the executive. You're the leader. You get in there, and you make as much noise as possible to fix this, and you make it your responsibility, not somebody else who reports to you. So from my perspective, that's how I would have handled that situation. You know, we make sure we pick the right people, and when we don't have the right people, we change them. And if even when we have the right people, we work with them hand in hand, because that's what we do as leaders.
Again, Guy Nora joining us. He's a GOP candidate for governor here in Nevada. And one thing you'll learn about this program, Guy, if you spend any time with us, and that is that we care deeply about education. It is the future of our state. The people that are in high school right now are going to be the doctors and the cops and the judges of tomorrow. We now see that Nevada students' test scores have dropped sharply in English and math proficiency. What would you do to turn around our failing education system in the state?
So first of all, I did listen to your show last week on, or a couple weeks ago, I think it was on education, and I listened very carefully. To answer your question, you know, first of all, you come in as someone like me, and you start paying attention to the issues in the state, and when you hear that your state, where you live, that you love, is 49th in the nation, or 47th, whatever number is, you're shocked. You are just so disappointed about it. So, and of course, you know, we all can complain. You know, what do we do to solve this? I think, again, somebody like me, I have to think outside the box. We have to think outside the box. You walk in day one and you sit down with all of the stakeholders. That's my parents. That's my school board. That's my teachers. That's my teacher unions. Whoever it is, you sit down and say, "People, we have an issue here. I'm going to fix it. Throw, you know, hit me, beat me up, do whatever you need to do. We need to fix this issue because that's our future. These children are our future. We need to fix this." So we're not going to sit around and point fingers. I don't care about pointing fingers. I don't care about the past. I care about right here, right now, and what we're going to do going forward. So let's sit down and let's solve problems. Now, as an executive and as the chief executive, you listen, you talk, and at some point you make a decision, and then you implement it. So from my perspective, you know, no one in the state is for bad education for our children. So my question is, what do we do to make it better and best? And let's give ourselves some challenges, and let's, you know, people love to be challenged. Let's challenge ourselves to go from 49 to 20 in 4 years. That's my 4-year plan. And we give it to you, and we tell you how we're going to do it, and then we just, again, remember, the bully pulpit is so important. When you're the governor, you can afford to talk straight to the people and be able to move things around that you would not otherwise, because everybody always tells you how hard things are to do. And you know what? If things were hard to do, I wouldn't have invested in companies that cured cancer. You know, it was impossible to cure cancer 20, 25 years ago. We did. We have. We're getting there. It's going to be a chronic disease in about 10 years. So people can't tell me that we can't fix education in Nevada. We are going to.
Do you support school choice? And can you get the teachers union to buy in to school choice, where the money actually follows the student rather than the other way around?
You know, I was speaking today with a gentleman who was talking about savings, student savings accounts. I don't know if that's the exact word I'm using, but it's that system.
Education savings accounts, ESAs.
Thank you. So I'm all for school choice, including homeschooling. I think the more choices we have, the better it is. I think parents, after the COVID crisis, we're going to realize parents are very, very involved right now. This is the time for us to recruit them and get them on board and make sure we can give our kids best possible options. Options. You know, I'm a University of Chicago, you know, person. You know, options, markets. You know, just make people compete. If you don't, if you make a school not compete, what's the incentive for best possible teachers and best, you know, to get all the resources? So yes, sir. Yeah, school choice, absolutely. The savings accounts, absolutely. I will fight very hard for that because I think that's a great solution. I've seen that the same, obviously, with healthcare accounts, but doing it for school, I think, would be a very good idea.
Again, Guy Nora joining us. I got to ask you in our final couple of minutes, what is the road to victory look like if you get through the primary and you face Steve Sisolak? What is the path to victory?
The path to victory in the general, sir? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay, you know, I'm also a politics wonk, even though here I am now, right in the midst of everything. You know, I do math. We have roughly 700,000 Democrats, we have 600,000 Republican, we have about 500,000 unaffiliated, plus or minus 20,000 to 30,000, just to be sure here. I'm going to get our base fired up and get them all behind me. And I'm going very, very strongly after the unaffiliated, because I really think they like America like I do. They love America. They love our culture. They love everything we're about. They just don't want to be involved because they're frustrated with both sides. So we're going to go heavily, heavily after the unaffiliated. And guess what? I'm not going to give up on even some constituencies that were supposed to be Democratic. I speak Spanish. I'm going to go and work very hard for the Hispanic community. I'm not going to give up on anybody. This is a wide open, and I'm going for everybody. And that's the math. That's the math, Kevin.
Guy, in our final minute, every candidate needs something from my listeners. It might be money, it might be yard signs, it might be volunteers, phone banks, things like that. What is it you need at this early juncture of the race?
Kevin, I need all of the above, but I also need them because they're primary voters, and they know that this is a closed primary, so we need them to vote. And I need volunteers. And I will assure you, wherever you are in the state, I will come and visit. That's not a question. If you want to have 20 people at the local club, I will be there. We're going to go to a diner. So I need all of the above, Kevin, because I, as you know, very little name recognition at this stage, but that's going to change very, very quickly.
How do they find you?
Nora for governor, Nora for NV.com. www.norafornv.com. And I believe it or not, I try to personally respond to as many as I can, and I'm going to until the day I can't. So there will be, you know, there's a good chance the sooner you get in, the sooner you're going to hear from me personally.
So, in other words, you're going to be a busy guy for the next few months.
I like the pun. I know you meant it. He is going to be a busy guy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, Guy, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And best of luck. Safe travels across all 17 counties. I know you're going to be going to all of them.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll do this face-to-face one day.
I can't wait. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Guy Nora, a busy guy. A busy guy. No, he is going to be a busy guy. If he's going to get back to everybody that looks him up, that's great. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It's the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars.